This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. Also, it is a shout-out Friday, and Corey, I do not know if you're going to approve of one of these shout-outs. You'll probably approve of this one. From the 214, can I get a shout-out to my wife, Robin, having me take her down to Waxahachie for a day date and let me listen to y'all while driving down there. She sounds lovely. That's what
he should be excited to listen to.
I mean, it's a process.
But I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Also, shout out to Mark. Mark is a Washington fan, though. So I don't know if you approve of that.
I'll wait.
He was really nice, and he's a big fan of the show. Does that help?
All right.
All right. I guess
not. Good luck to him.
Okay, now.
Against the Ravens.
It's time.
Actually, you know what? I need some points from Terry McLaurin this week, so let's go with Terry McLaurin.
How quickly we come around.
Still, I want you to lose, but I need his points.
Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Mickey, good morning, sir.
Good morning. If I knew that, known that, I could have stopped by and seen you guys.
Oh, yes.
Mickey.
I gotta get your schedule.
I'll send it to you.
Yes, we can definitely facilitate that.
When I have to drive by places, I know you're going to be at, right?
Now, I feel like we talked about this a little bit last week. I know prevailing wisdom is if you win the toss or whatever to defer. But when you look at, obviously, if you score first, that's better. I think we all know that. But when you look at these staggering splits for the Cowboys, and they score first, they're 31-2 when they lead at halftime. That's the highest win percentage during that span. Do you like when the Cowboys take the ball first? Because I'll have to admit, I do, even though it's against kind of conventional football wisdom.
I love it. I want the ball, and I want to have the chance to go score and get in the lead. And I think that changes what other teams do, because now they're going, they just took their first possession and scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Now I got to go because I don't know how many more times I'm going to stop them. So to me, I want the ball. And I don't know how many times they've done it this year, but I think they should do it all the time.
I think I agree with you. I really do.
As long as they score. You know, I'm not
fine, but what happens when they take it? And then you can say the same thing. Well, if you defer and the other team scores, you know, then you're saying, well, as long as they don't score.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree with you on that aspect of, hey, set
and you
the tone
can't
early.
Manipulate the game all the time to say, okay, I'm going to have back-to-back possessions, end
True.
Of the first half and start the second half. That's just by chance.
That was Brady's expertise, though, throwing a 40-yard pass interference that set him up for a field goal before the half. That was what Brady loved to do. The injury of I saw illness for Diggs. Is he okay? Are we going to be all right?
I think somebody earlier in the week missed with an illness.
Yes.
So maybe there was something going on. That one I'm not as worried about as Kendricks.
Okay.
I mean, he hasn't practiced the last 2 days.
And yesterday you were like, maybe it's just getting him to Sunday, but
yeah. And cool. And now I think it might be close. So if he can't go, Damone Clark I would imagine, steps in the middle. And they also have veteran Nick Vigil. So, but yeah, I mean, if you just look at how well he's playing and how productive and his leadership on the field, boy, I'd hate for them to be missing him. That would be huge. So I still think they'll probably take that until Sunday and see how it goes. But think about the free agent signing of him.
Yeah.
Bang for the buck.
Oh, my God, yes.
Might be the best free agent signing of the season.
I have been a very big fan of this signing.
And I mean, not with the Cowboys. I mean in the league.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, think about it. Usually when you get a player of that quality, you're paying big bucks, right? And
that's
it's a multi-year deal with a big signing bonus. And his was, you know, he basically, you know, decided against San Francisco to come here to be with Zimmer. And it,
good decision.
For a one-year deal, I mean, it's paying off for him big time. So, yeah, I would really like to see him to be able to get on the field.
I know we care more about trends like in season as opposed to trends over a career. So should I put any stock in Dak, his career 5-0 against the Lions? He has 11 touchdowns and one interception. Or should you just be like, that's great. That was against teams that are not this team anymore.
Yeah, and the Cowboys aren't this team
that's
anymore
true.
Either,
that is true.
Right? So, yeah, now I don't put any stock in those types of statistics. Now, if you want to compare to last year, at least it's kind of close, right? Recent year before too, is that right? Did they play them in 2022? I'm trying to remember.
Ooh, yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure somebody in their notes has that. But yeah,
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think it's against the team. I think it's where you are and, you know, kind of recent history. And we know how things change year to year in the NFL.
Are we just rolling Bland out there now? Like, where are we? What are we?
Well, that's one of those, you know, he seemed optimistic, but he also said, we'll see. So, you know, he's practiced fully all week and, like I said, sometimes they, you know, let them do that, and then you start the next week. So, but, I mean, he seemed encouraged, and then he relied on the, well, we'll see, the coaches and trainers will decide. So we'll see on that. You realize if he gets out there, it'll be the first time those three guys will be on the field together.
That is amazing.
Because of injuries?
Yeah.
They weren't last year. Wow. Wow, no, that is crazy.
You know, Trayvon missed, right?
Yeah, whole year.
And then Jordan Lewis was out the one year with his foot injury. I mean, that's how he got on the field, because he started off, it would have been 2022, his rookie season, in the slot. And then I mean, that's where, you know, when Lewis got hurt, he moved into the slot. And then Anthony Brown got hurt. He went outside. And Lewis never came back. And then when he came back, Trayvon was out. And then when both came back, he missed the first five games this year.
Now, on the offensive line front, I saw the stat, and, I mean, it just sounds kind of overwhelming. The Dak has been sacked 12 times. I'm not saying that's always on the offensive line, but he's also been pressured 71 times this season. What's that is too many. What's your confidence level, especially with the younger players on the line, that they can improve and hopefully improve a lot as the season goes along?
Well, I think they have going along. And it's not just the young guys, all right? Don't just put that on them.
That's
I
fair.
Think it's been
Terrence
the coordination.
Steele is in the mix, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the coordination of the whole group. Yeah, that's way too many sacks, because if you factor that out over 17 games, you're getting nearly 40-some sacks in a year. And it's not just the sacks. You're right. It's the pressures.
Yeah.
And he's been throwing and running to get away from pressure far too many times. The protection has not been good. But again, if you can at least run the ball moderately well, you keep guys honest. But when you're falling behind like they did in the two games and you got to throw, well, chances are your offensive line's going to be in trouble. So, you know, I think if last week was more of a, you know, indication of maybe where they're moving, not necessarily points scored, but protection and running the ball, I think it's a lot better. But think about also this string of, you know, defensive ends they faced.
Yeah.
I mean, probably
pretty daunting,
right? And it doesn't let up Sunday with Aiden Hutchinson.
What's he ever done?
I mean, he might win Defensive Player of the Year.
So. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
and then you know, the next game it's Bosa.
Yeah.
It's not easy. But again, you know, you kind of knew that going in, but I think that contributes to, you know, they haven't had any. I mean, even when they played the Giants, Thibodeau's pretty good. But they got to be better, and they got to improve. And that's kind of what this team has to be. I mean, if you look at the amount of young people they're playing, rookies, second-year guys, third-year guys, newcomers, I bet that if you put that all together, it's going to be more than half the roster. That's how young they are. So to me, if you get off to a slow start, if you can evolve and get these guys some experience going forward, maybe it gets better towards the second half of the season.
With all that in mind, do you have a prediction for us, good sir?
For what it's worth. Although yes. I'm on a string now. I got
That's
one right.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what? I think this is going to be an offensive game. And I think the Cowboys, if the front can hold up, and that might mean Tyler Smith still playing left tackle, right? TJ
yeah.
Bass at guard. How about the Cowboys 30-28?
Oh,
and I know
I
no
like
one's picking
it.
The Cowboys. Everybody's picking the Lions.
There aren't a lot of people. Yeah, you're right.
And
it's just
they
a
should.
3-point spread. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, and if you look at it, they've beaten the 1-4 Rams, the 2-3 Cardinals, and the 3-3 Seattle Seahawks, who kind of looked awful last night.
Yeah, and somehow I still thought they were going to figure out a way
I
to
thought
win
when
that
they
game.
Got within a yeah. touchdown, if
yeah.
if the wide receiver runs the right route, he doesn't throw that
yeah.
interception.
Yeah.
You know, that was his fault.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Well, thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again next week.
I'll be here.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo, 30-28 Cowboys is the call.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.